Oh, shit. All right. Well, that was an attempt at a diabolical laugh intro, but you know what it is. It is the Feel Good Friday podcast with your boy, your host with the most, your ghost host with the most from coast to coast. You know it. It's Joe Kruger. What up, everybody? Welcome back to a Sunday special spooky edition of the Feel Good Friday podcast. It is a spooky special because it's Halloween, baby. It's Halloween. So we did this on a Sunday instead of a Friday. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but you know, sometimes you gotta push things back. Also, it's on me. I totally messed around over the weekend and couldn't get it done on Friday. I was going to give you two episodes, but hey, because I got high, I'm just kidding. Anyway, spooky edition. We are going to talk about all things Halloween, Halloween memories, Halloween movies, Halloween decorations, Halloween other things that pertain to the holiday. Yeah, super excited for this one. It should be a good time. Unfortunately, I still don't have a guest. I know you guys are getting bored of just me. I could tell the plays have gone down each episode. The first episode had like so many and then it's just gone down. So if there was a chart, it would just be a straight line down. Not a straight line, a diagonal line, because that's how charts work. I paid attention in the math class that involved charts. If that was math, I think it was math. Yeah, that sounds right. Oh, man. All right. So it is October 31st, 2021. It is a beautiful day out there. I think in a little bit, I'm going to get together with some of the neighbors. We're going to bring the little kiddos around town, do some trick-or-treating. Of course, my little kiddo is 4 months old. So I don't think, like, he doesn't know how to say any words yet, let alone trick or treat. So, you know, we'll work on that. We'll try to get it, you know, got a couple hours before we go out. Try to get it done. It's a trick. I'll just repeat it to him a bunch of times. That's how it works. Repetition, baby. That's what it's all about. But yeah, no. Definitely excited that it's Halloween. It's a perfect Halloween day. It's going to be low 50s today, which I do think is perfect Halloween weather. The leaves are nice and changing. There's a nice little breeze in the air. I'm going to take the dogs for walks early because they get excited when they see people. And there's going to be people walking around. It's Halloween. And COVID, I mean, it's still happening. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like, oh, it's over. Take your masks off. But, you know, it's getting better. It's a lot better than it was last year. So you're going to see a lot more kids running around. So I got to get the girls out early. Otherwise, they will smother the children. And when you have a 150-pound mastiff, it's just not a good look to have her barking at kids and trying to, you know, run their way, even though she means no harm. Hadley is the sweetest dog in the universe, I guarantee it. But she just gets excited, and she barks, and she's loud, and she's big. And we have that in common, you know? We're both big and hairy. So, and we take big poos, too. Oh, another episode, and I'm already talking about poo. All right. October 31st, baby. It's the Halloween special. Get ready for it. We got different intro music. We got a different intro sound. You know, we got to get a little creepy today. A little eerie out there. Ooh, oh, that was gross. I'm sorry. You didn't need to hear that. All right. Here we go. Intro music. I'm about to decide what we're going to do. You can still hear my leg snapping. I haven't gotten that fixed yet, and I think I'm just going to live with it for life, and then one day my knee's just going to pop out of place, and I have no health insurance, so it's going to be great. All right, happy Halloween, everybody. Let's get to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Was that creepy or what? You got the chills right now? You got the shivers up your spine? Or is it down your spine? Shiver. Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Or is it up your spine? I don't care. It's Halloween. Who cares? Oh, man. Halloween. What a great time. It is my favorite holiday. It's right above Christmas. It's very close. But Halloween takes the cake. Just something about it. I love the spookiness of it. Don't get me wrong. I have a lot of Christmas memories too. I have Easter memories even. I have, you know, like I said, I had a very blessed childhood. I'm very lucky. I don't know if I said that, so I don't know why I said like I said, but just roll with me, baby. Keep up. Can you keep up? All right, keep up. I love Halloween, if I haven't made that clear already. growing up, it was really fun. We actually had it pretty good. We would trick or treat in our own neighborhood first. My dad would take us, sometimes my mom. My mom would usually stay home and pass out the candy. Responsible adult like that. Good person like that. Yeah. So she would stay home and pass out the candy, and my dad would take my sister and I trick-or-treating around our neighborhood first, and then we would go to my grandma on my mom's side, and we would go trick-or-treating there. I think it was a little gated community called Palis Hills? Palis Heights? No? It's something, it's, I don't know. I feel bad that I can't remember, but it's literally been years since I've been there. But we then went there after our neighborhood, and then we went from there all the way to Elmhurst to my dad's parents, my grandma and grandpa on my dad's side. And we went trick-or-treating on there, around there. So we went to three different neighborhoods. We hit it hard. Halloween was a great day. I've been a lot of different things on Halloween. I've been the Red Power Ranger. There's a great picture of me doing a little karate kick with the Power Ranger outfit on. I look pretty badass. I don't want to lie. I would not lie to you guys. I look pretty badass. Yeah. I'm surprised I was never the Green or the White Ranger, though, because they were always my favorites. Actually, Red was probably my least out of the dudes. Yeah, I went green, white, blue, black, yellow, red, and then pink, because I was like, ugh, pink. But she was hot. So my fantasy was I'd become a Power Ranger, and I'd be the new guy, so I'd have to pick a color. And I'd probably go with, like, I don't know, teal? Or is that too, hey, you know what I mean? Maroon? No, that's too close to red. What other color? I can't do orange. Green was taken. Wow. What color Power Ranger would I be? I didn't even think about this as a child, but can you blame me? I was 7 years old. I don't know what color I'd be. I don't think I would be orange. And that seems to be the only color that wasn't taken. But anyway, I'd become a Power Ranger, and then, you know, me and the Red Ranger would get in a fight. I'd kick his ass. And then I'd take the Pink Ranger out to lunch, and then we would proceed to bump uglies. There we go. I could talk. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Bear with me. So that was my Power Ranger thing. But then, yeah, I've been a ninja. I've been Ghostface. I was Freddy Krueger 1 year. I was Jason Voorhees 1 year. I was never Michael Myers. I'm surprised because I was definitely a big Halloween fan growing up. One of my favorite things to do around Halloween was to put on AMC because they always had Monster Fest going on. I believe it was called Monster Fest. It's not Monster Mash because that's obviously the song. By the way, if you eat mashed potatoes in October and you don't say, mash good while you're eating them, you should probably grow up and say, mash good while you're eating them. Just a little tip for you. Makes the season a whole lot more fun. Yeah, it was never Michael Myers. But yeah, AMC, Monster Fest. They played a lot of the Halloween movies all the time, but they played Scream. I remember Pet Sematary, the original, obviously, because this was years ago. Hellraiser they would play, Carrie, they played a bunch of stuff. Final Destination was on there a few times, and I would just watch it, you know. I would get home from school, and I would do my homework, and I would put Monster Fest on. Friday the 13th, obviously, yeah, they played all that stuff, and yeah, I just felt good, you know. It was one of those, like, I feel comfortable, this is great, the leaves are changing outside, there's a nice little chill in the air. It was a very spooky environment. I loved it. I really, really loved it. They actually still do Monster Fest. Of course, now they have AMC Plus, which I did the free trial for. I did it, you know, did it for a few days. It was fun. But alas, I did not subscribe for an actual charge. Anyway, so I was never Michael Myers. I was Scarface 1 year. I went out with my friends around town, but the Scarface outfit was way too big. So this is a whole thing. Scarface outfit was way too big, so my pants kept falling down. And me, as an immature little kid, you know, I'm like, all right, you know what? My pants are just going to fall down. I'm just going to let them. I didn't take my pants off, but, like, I wasn't going to try to hold them up all night. If they're going to fall down, fuck it. They're going to fall down. So my pants kept falling down, and then one girl accused me of flashing them. And I was like, my pants are big! Because my mom got a call in the morning from another mom saying that I was flashing everybody. And I wasn't. I just had big pants on and no belt. It was a very not Tony Montana-like thing to do, I will admit. But hey, it was seventh grade. What are you going to do? But I did not purposefully show my goods. I just had big pants on and I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done trying to keep this up all night. Just going to let it fly. So, take it as you will. That was that year. I've been, I've been Lieutenant Jim Dangle from Reno 911. I've been Bruce Dickinson from the Cowbell skit. I've been a nun. I've been a French maid. Been a lot of fun stuff. I have. I've had some good Halloweens. Grade school, high school, college, I've had some good Halloweens. I showed up last year to a party like an idiot. Last year, my fiance and I, Cassie and I, we were Belle and Gaston. And that's been one of my favorites. I rarely do group costumes, so that was really cool to do that. The wig was atrocious, but I made a damn good Gaston. I did. And she was the prettiest Belle I've ever seen. You fucking know it. Love you. Anyway, yeah, and then 10 days later, we found out that we were having Finn. So, what a treat that was. It certainly wasn't a trick, because he's still here. He's actually sleeping right now. It's adorable. I love it when he sleeps, because he's not crying. I've been a lot of fun stuff. Yeah, last year I showed up to a party as, I was a big Stranger Things fan. I am a big Stranger Things fan. It's a great show. I'm excited for season 4. I don't know when it's coming out. But I was the kid with the hair. The older kid with the hair who worked at the ice cream place. I had the ice cream shop uniform. And I showed up to this party thinking everyone would be dressed up. And like no one was dressed up. I think there was one person wearing a mask and that was it. And then one person had face paint on. Other than that, no one was dressed up. And I looked like the biggest fruitcake. Oh, man. What a memory that was. But I had a good time, you know. You just got to work with it. You got to roll with the punches. You got to have fun. You got to use your sense of humor to get you out of situations like that. You know, make it a little less awkward. Crack some jokes. Self-deprecate. Sometimes the joke is on you. And you got to laugh. Otherwise, you'll cry. Whew. Sad advice, but also kind of true. So, anyway. We're going to get into some more Halloween memories. I think my child is waking up right now, so I have to tend to that. But you know we're going to get into more memories. This is going to be a longer episode than usual because it's Halloween. It's the Spooky Sunday special. Send shivers down your spine or up your spine, whatever it is. All right, I'll be right back. You guys, stay with me. It's going to be fun. I'll be right back. This is like Matthew Lillard in Scream. Anyone? No? All right. Okay. All right, now I'm going. Now I'm really going. All right, so we talked about Halloween costumes, my Halloween costumes growing up, and basically how awesome I was. And I think a lot of you would say that I still am awesome. I think if you listen to the first 3 episodes, then you kind of are like, Joe, this is no surprise. You are very awesome. You are the man. And to that I say, yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. I loved Halloween for a lot of reasons. The costumes, one, the candy, obviously, the candy, come on. The candy, you just sit with a huge pile of it in front of you at the end of the night, and you feel like Tony Montana. Hey, Tony Montana again. It all comes full circle, except this time my pants are up. Gotta love the candy. Of course, you got some shitty candy. You had some people who gave you those big orange circus marshmallow peanut things. Licorice. I hated licorice. Like black licorice. Twizzlers are, they're all right. Cassie loves them, but I don't get the hype. And then you had some weird ones. I don't know. I can't really remember too much of it. Someone gave, it was like the little apple slices. And I swear, that was the first time I wanted to egg a house. I was like, who does that? What are you doing? The Halloween is supposed to be sweet. You're supposed to be excited. I want the people in the mansion around our house growing up that gave king-size candy bars. That was the shit. Give me that. 10 times out of 10, I will take a king-size candy bar. And then it got so good, they let you choose. Like, these people were amazing. I kind of want to drive back right now and just thank them and be like, hey, you made my childhood amazing. King-size candy bars. I had a king-size Reese's. That comes with four Buttercups and a king-size Reese's. It's pretty awesome. I know. But yeah, candy's great. And then, of course, the decorations. You got to love the decorations. Everyone's, you know, getting super spooky. Some people get very real with it. Some people go campy. We're kind of on the campy side right now. We have a lot of friendly decorations, but, you know, over time, we'll get more and more. It's pretty cool because growing up, I think part of the reason that holidays were so special to me is because my parents did a great job decorating, my mom in particular. What's it called? Yeah, Halloween, Christmas, she'd go all out. She did Thanksgiving, she did Easter, St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, 4th of July, all of that. And I think that's part of the reason that it made it really special to me. And now I actually have a lot of the decorations that she used for Halloween and Christmas, now that I have my own place with Cassie. It's cool how that got passed on. And I really, really hope that I could pass on the excitement of holidays to Finn. Because I think it's something special. I think it's awesome to have something to look forward to. And if you get excited for holidays, then you pretty much always have something to look forward to. Even if it's 2 or 3 a year, you go, all right, now I have this. This is next. Unless if it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Since there's 3 in a row. And then January through August, you're like, fuck. What do I do now? Do I just enjoy life? Yeah, you do. You do enjoy life. Go out there and enjoy it. You only get one of them. Why would you be pissed off all the time? Why would you be upset? I know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to downplay anxiety, depression, all that. I get it. I don't get it. I can't say I get it because I don't have it. I really don't. I know they exist, though, so I can't just be like, hey, yeah, go be happy. You can't just shake depression. But I don't know. If there's anything I could do to help, let me know. Let me know, because I feel like I was brought on this earth to make people happy, to make them laugh, to make them smile, to make them feel better about themselves, to make them feel good. Yeah. You know, had to fill that in. Had to get that in. It's what I do. I'm amazing at my craft. What can I say? But no, I really do. I feel like I was brought here to make people feel good. I wasn't brought here to change the world, you know, be an Elon Musk or just, see, I'm so dumb, I can't even think of other examples, to be someone who really changes the world. I'm just meant to make the people around me feel happy. I truly believe that's my purpose. I'm not the best provider. I work at Trader Joe's 3 days a week, which I love, by the way. Still love Trader Joe's, still love TJ's, even after last week's hectic fucking episode. But I know what I can do, and what I could do is I can make people laugh by any means necessary. Even if that means tucking my pee-pee back and making it look like I got a vajayjay. Cassie loves when I do that. I don't know if she loves it, but she always laughs, so I'll take it. Anyway, enough with the cheesy bullshit. Enough with this sappy show of emotion. Home Alone, Christmas movies are coming up. Yikes! Anyway, but this isn't a fucking Christmas episode. This is a fucking Halloween episode. Let's fucking go. That was intense for no reason at all. Sorry. But, yeah, I really want to pass on the tradition. I want to make Finn excited, and I really hope he does get excited. And if it's not about holidays, I just hope he's passionate about something. Because I'm passionate about a lot of things. I finally found something that I could do week to week, and I could, you know, I feel like I'm doing pretty good at it. I feel like I'll be doing better when I have a guest. I tried to get Cassie on, but things were just way too hectic over the weekend, and I slept a lot and drank a lot Thursday. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm doing this now, and I'm going to do another episode this Thursday. Or Friday, whenever. Everyone should have a purpose. And I every time I look at Finn and Cassie and my girls, they're my purpose. You know, and their happiness is my purpose. It's my motivation too. It's why I went out, like, we talked about me just being a full-time stay-at-home dad, and I was like, no, I have to bring something to the table. I can't just be like that. Because being a stay-at-home dad, it's difficult, it's tiring, you don't get a lot of sleep. Even though Finn is sleeping right now, I should be sleeping, but I'm recording this just so I could bring it to you all. But it's not as, I don't think it's as much of a job as people make it out to be. You know, just feed him, make sure he's changed, and just look after him. But we'll see when he gets older. Maybe it'll get more difficult. Maybe I'm just talking out of my ass right now, and I'm going to fucking regret it later. We'll see. Anyway, I hope he's excited about Halloween. He's watched a lot of horror movies in his 4 months on this earth, so he's got a good start. Speaking of horror movies, let's talk about my favorite horror movie. Let's talk about horror movies. Halloween movies, horror movies, all that stuff. Favorite horror movie, Jeepers Creepers. Don't judge me. Jeepers Creepers, August 2001 is when it came out. It's 20 years old. It's over 20 years old at this point. 20 years old in 2 months. So 20 years old and some change. That's crazy. But yeah, it's not a lot of people's favorite horror movie, if any. But I remember I saw it at a very young age, and it was the first movie that made me feel really tense and uneasy, nervous almost. White knuckling, you know? And I think a horror movie should do that. I think a horror movie should make you feel tense, should make you feel uneasy, should make you feel disturbed, should make you feel not confused, but, you know, just a little, like, shocked, I guess. Not all of them. You know, some type of that feeling, because those are all types of feelings of being scared, in my opinion. And obviously, I think that should be a point of a horror movie. You should be scared. I think a lot of people look too far in, because Thursday night, Cassie and I went to go see the new Halloween in theaters, which is cool. You want to see a horror movie in theaters. That's how it's supposed to be seen. And a lot of people are like, oh, the movie was too violent. It was too over the top with the violence. There was no plot. That's a slasher flick. Slasher flicks rarely have good plots. And every time they try to make a good plot, it sucks. So you stick with what you know. And as a slasher movie, you know fucking violence. You know killing teens. And by the way, spoiler alert, Michael Myers killed the fuck out of Cameron. What a scene. And a bunch of other people too. But yeah, so I loved the new Halloween. I thought it was a lot of fun. I know a lot of people didn't, but don't think too much into it. Just have fun with it. It's like the Fast and the Furious movies. If you're seeing those movies for the plot, you're seeing those movies for the wrong reason, my friend. Don't forget, this is a slasher horror movie. Stop thinking too much into it. Stop raising that bar. Lower the bar. Cassie lowered her bar, and that's why she's with me. Obviously. Obviously. But yeah, Jeepers Creepers is my favorite. Yeah, the scene when the creeper sees Trish and Derry see him throw the body down the drain. Like, he notices that they notice, and then he chases them. Ooh, I don't know if it was the score or the acting. Justin Long is great. But that scene, that stuck with me. That is a great scene that, really got me. Really gave me the heebie-jeebies. Really gave me the Jeepers Creepers. And then the rest of the movie is great. It's good, gory fun. There's the cat lady, which is a great scene. Really creepy with the scarecrows and obviously all the cats. That's why I just said the cat lady. And then there's the psychic. There's the ending jail scene. Oh, what a movie. What a ride. I love it. And then they made the second one. The second one I did like. I did. I honestly did. Not a lot of people did like that either. But hey, what can you do? You can't please everyone. Third one I hated. Don't get me started on the third one. I don't know why they thought that would be a good movie. Like, I don't know why they screened that and they went, yeah, let's put this out. Idiots. Idiots for doing that. I'm telling you. But that is what it is. However, they just released the teaser for Jeepers Creepers Reborn. And I don't know if this is going to be a reboot or if it's the fourth one or if they're just like eliminating the third. Like, you know, for Halloween, they have so many timelines. I hope they're eliminating the third and that's just not going to exist anymore in their eyes. I hope this one is taking the place of the third, but I don't know. It could be a reboot. It could be a fourth. It could be taking the place of the third. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks okay from the teaser. It was like a 15-second teaser, but still, I'm excited. I'm excited. It looks like good quality, unlike that third one. Ugh, that third one. Gonna ruin my day. This is the Feel Good Friday podcast, baby. We're not going to let it ruin my day. We're going to talk about the trailer for Black Friday that I saw. Bruce Campbell and Devin Sawa in the same movie. And it's just this really fun horror movie about zombie monster things that invade a toy store on Black Friday. You got to love it. Horror movies with a holiday theme. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm excited. And then obviously Bruce Campbell. And Michael J. White is in it too. That's a crazy little addition right there. It looks fun. It looks like a lot of fun. I recommend checking out the trailer. The Scream 5 trailer dropped. That comes out in January. Super excited for that. You got Neve Campbell returning, or Neve. I should know how to say it. I've seen all the movies. I'm a fan of all the movies. Used to watch them on Monster Fest. But I'm an idiot, so. Courtney Cox is in it. She looks awful. I'm not one to judge. I don't look too great myself, but man, she's had some work done. We're just going to say that. If there's any scene, I feel like they probably eliminated any scene in the movie where she had to smile or laugh because her face would just break. Yeah, not looking too great, Courtney. I'm sorry. I know you don't listen to this podcast, but if on the off chance you do, on the off chance you're a fan, come on. You can't undo that shit either. I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't live in LA. I'm not rich. Maybe you can. And then, of course, David Arquette is in it. Gotta love David Arquette. Eight-Legged Freaks. Fantastic movie. So, yeah, Jeepers Creepers is my favorite horror movie. And excited for all those movies coming out. And then there's that one movie, Lamb, that looks like a disturbing little one. Along with Antlers as well. Favorite Halloween movies? Obviously, you got the classics. You got the Hocus Pocus and the Beetlejuice and the Nightmare Before Christmas. Those are just classics. Corpse Bride, all that stuff. Even Frankenweenie, I put that on there. Paranorman, tremendously underrated. Tremendously underrated Halloween movie. It's not necessarily a Disney movie. Same with Monster House. Those are both, like, for animated movies, a little bit edgy. Little bit. But very fun stuff. Halloween Town, those movies. Man, watch those movies this year. That's some of the worst acting I've seen, but those are classics. They're classics. So what are you going to do? Still got love for him. Still got love for him. Now, my favorite Halloween horror movie, strictly Halloween movie, it's surprisingly not Halloween, any of the Halloweens, even though Halloween Resurrection is up there. I'm just kidding. They had the scene where Busta Rhymes fought Michael Myers and he was just making all the kung fu noises. The movie's done. At that, like, you can't redeem yourself. The franchise should have been done at that point. Luckily, they were able to redeem it. Rob Zombie did his, and they were all right. The Rob Zombie ones, he put Sherry Moon in everything, and she's not that great of an actress, but it is what it is. The Zombie ones were all right. And then the new ones, the new trilogy, Halloween, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends. I like the first two. I've liked the first two a lot. Halloween, the 2018 one, was actually the first movie Cassie and I saw in theaters. We actually saw that in Texas when she came down to visit. So there's that little factoid in case there's trivia later on. My favorite Halloween horror movie is actually not Halloween. It's Trick or Treat. What a gem of a movie. And not everyone's seen it, which is surprising. Everyone should see that movie. If you are a fan of Halloween, you should be a fan of Trick or Treat. Go see Trick or Treat. It's on HBO Max. Definitely check it out. It's a bunch of stories on Halloween night that intertwine, and it's just a beautiful movie, and I'm probably going to watch it today at some point. We'll see. I got some other stuff to do, like watch the Bears lose. Just kidding. I don't have cable, but I'm going to stay updated and get updated on them losing. I hope they don't lose. Matt Nagy's got COVID, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. If they win today, maybe you should stay quarantined for a little while longer, Matt Nagy. Just saying. I'm just saying, Matt Nagy. That's my radio voice. I'm just saying, Matt Nagy. Stay quarantined if we win today. What a weird time to use it, though. Sorry. I'm excited right now. Halloween gets me all excited. Gets me all jittery. Gives me those heebie-jeebies in such a good way. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, we're going to take another break. I will be right back. I'm probably going to shower. I'm going to get ready for the day. And then, yeah, we'll touch base later. God, I hope you like this episode, and I hope you all have a happy Halloween. Be right back, baby. I'll be right back. Oh, I already did that. The Matthew Lillard from Scream thing. Okay. But I will be right back. All right, I'm back. I showered. I'm feeling fresh as fuck. I got my costume on. It looks fantastic. You can see some side boob. Very, very sexy. I know. I know. Yeah, feeling good. Feeling good, right? Hey, feel good. Feel good Friday. There we go. Even though it's a Sunday. You know how it is. Anyway, so what? We've talked about horror movies, decorations, costumes, all sorts of fun stuff. Candy, the good candy, the bad candy. I guess I never really talked about my favorite candy. I just talked about that mansion that gave away king-size bars, and I got the Reese's ones. I was always, you know, always Reese's were always good to find. Reese's, give me a Snickers. If I found a Hershey's cookies and cream, sign me the fuck up. God bless those people. They are saints. You don't find that often, but I remember I found a couple. It was a rarity. So that made it even more exciting and more special that it was just every now and then you would find it. So Hershey's cookies and cream, that's treasure right there. That is treasure, and you should treat it as such. Eat it slowly, take in the taste, feel good. Try not to, you know, try to keep it in your pants, try to keep it down. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's a good candy bar. It's a good candy bar, if you couldn't tell based off that description. I feel like I didn't talk enough about horror movies. Like, I almost did a whole podcast on horror movies, and then I just spent, like, 5 minutes talking about them. But there's so many. I can go on and on. I still haven't seen the new Candyman. I'm still upset at myself for not seeing the new Candyman, but hopefully it should be coming on DVD or streaming somewhere soon. I really want to see it. I'm excited for it. You know, see how it holds up to the original. The original's great. Original's nice and trippy, but, you know, also keeps it real enough where, like, you know what's going on. There are some horror movies that get way too trippy, and you're like, is this real? Is this imagination or a hallucination or a dream or whatever? But Candyman does a good job of balancing both worlds, and Tony Todd, of course, is horror royalty. Tony Todd, Kane Hodder, Jamie Lee Curtis, Robert Englund, of course. I'd put Josh Hartnett on there. Josh Hart is, that's low-key horror royalty. He's got a, let's see, 30 Days of Night, Halloween H2O, and he's in Penny Dreadful. He's probably done other stuff that I haven't seen. I already said Jamie Lee Curtis, pretty much anyone in the Halloween movies, you know. Those are actors and actresses. But then you got the directors. John Carpenter. Clive Barker. Obviously Hellraiser. Was his... I would say that was his best. At least... It's obviously his most well... Well, I don't know if it's his most well-known. It's his most well-known to me. In my opinion, it's the only one that matters. Of course, you got Rob Zombie. Ari Aster is a new guy. Newer. He's directed some great ones. He's got Hereditary and he's got The Witch. And yeah, he's great. Wes Craven. Holy shit, I forgot about Wes Craven. Oh, he's rolling over in his grave right now. Just kidding, he probably doesn't care about me. Wes Craven, though. And then you got some authors. You got the R.L. Stine. Goosebumps, you know. It's great. I was watching the TV series. I loved it. Ryan Gosling was in one of the episodes. Little young Ryan Gosling. That was cool. R.L. Stine, obviously Stephen King. Just paying respects right now. Just sending flowers to these guys because they deserve them. And, yeah, I love it. I love it all. Oh, Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell. Yeah. Devin Sawa, probably. Matthew Lillard, maybe. I don't know. I'm just naming everyone right now. But I love it. I love it. I love horror movies. I love this time of year. I love watching horror movies. I love, like, getting pumped in August, you know, starting to watch them. It's great. It's just the weather's starting to, like, get cooler. And don't get me wrong, I love summer. I do love me some summer. But I love it when the weather starts to cool down. I don't like it, you know, obviously too cold. I'm like, fuck this. Can't wait for summer. But that cool down, you know, little time period, that's fantastic. It's the best. Hoodie and shorts weather. There you go. That's Cassie's favorite. Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably... There's probably horror movies that you're like, why didn't you talk about this? And I don't know. Because right now, like I said, baby, we keep it raw. And whatever comes to mind, and right now my mind is so all over the place. Enrico would probably be disappointed in me, because I'm sure there's stuff I'm not mentioning that he's like, how could you not mention? Yada, yada, yada. I can't think of a specific example right now. But anyway. Yeah. So plans for the rest of the day. Gonna go hang out with the neighbors. Bring Finn along. The little shark and shark bite victim. Go hand in hand. I don't know what their costumes are, but gonna have a nice little, you know, we're probably just gonna walk around the block, maybe a couple blocks, and just hang out, appreciate the day, appreciate the holiday, respect it, respect our local customs. Just have some nice Halloween fun, and then I'm coming back. I'm gonna make dinner for Cassie when she gets home. I'm just gonna have it ready. Probably watch Nightmare Before Christmas. I know that's her favorite, so probably do that, and then maybe Beetlejuice to end the night, and then we'll hit that proverbial hay, as the kids say. Do the kids say? The kids don't say it. The kids do not say hit the hay. That is such an old person thing. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I think I'm running on E. I think I need to recharge. Even though I just took a shower, I think I need to recharge. I'll be right back. Ah, fuck, I said it again. I guess that's just how I'm going to end every segment for this episode. I'll be right back. I went from Matthew Lillard to a clown. Pennywise? No? Anyone? Hey? No? I'll shut up now. All right, everybody. Well, I think we're going to call it a day. It's been a fun one. It's been the Halloween special, the first of hopefully many. Hopefully years to come, we'll have more and more. But for now, we're going to call it quits. It's just about 3 o'clock. I'm trying to chill with my son. I got to keep an eye out for trick-or-treaters because the dogs go fucking nuts if there is one. And that'll just ruin the recording. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to rob you of a good podcast. But we've talked about a lot. We've talked about decorations. We've talked about costumes. We've talked about movies. We've talked about candy. We've covered a lot. But don't get me wrong. There's a lot more Halloween stuff that we can cover. Pumpkin patches, haunted houses, bobbing for apples. Do people still do that? Is that done? Maybe it's like bobbing for Tide Pods now. I don't know. Some such shit. Whatever kids do. Can't keep up with them. But, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll get to those next year. I hope to be doing this next year because this is good for me. I get to let a lot out. And I hope it's good for you, too. I hope you get a laugh. I hope you get a smile. I hope you get just one moment where you're like, okay, this is, you know, like one positive moment. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping for. So, anyway. It's been fun. Halloween, such a good time. Such a great time. We've been watching the little horror movies all day. Paranorman, Monster House is a great one. Steve Buscemi is the crazy old guy. The Bears are losing to the Niners. But Fields looks good. He's showing promise. You know what? We weren't winning a Super Bowl this year anyway. I will guarantee you that. We weren't winning a Super Bowl this year anyway. All right? So this is a development year for Fields. And this game looked like a lot of development for him. He looked good. Plus, we're on a third string running back. Because Damian Williams wasn't doing shit. Things will get better. The night is darkest just before the dawn. And I promise you, the dawn is coming, people. It is. For the Bears. And the Bulls. And the Bulls look good. They just beat the Jazz. DeRozan looked amazing. And the Hawks are still awful. And they have this whole sexual assault thing going on. And it's just a really, really bad time to be a Hawks fan. Hawks person. Hawks. Yeah. Still going to support them, you know, as you know, because I root for my team, but man, just a bad, bad look. Bad time right now. But we're not going to end on that. No, we're not. Fuck that. We're going to end on something good, which is a little message. Hey, have a great Halloween. Damn it, that's all I got right now. Like I said, this shit is top of my head. I can't think of shit right now. You know how earlier I was saying, oh yeah, being a stay-at-home dad, it's not that bad. It's not that much work. It is. It is. You can notice that last segment, I was kind of out of it. Yeah. Finn was having a tantrum. Then he was hungry. Then he had to be changed. And he fucking blew up in his diaper. And so, yeah, you could tell that my mood kind of changed. Just took a little bit out of me. But he's chilling right now. He's sleeping. He is so precious when he sleeps. I love him when he's awake, too. Don't get me wrong. I have, like, stages of Finn. Like, I love... My favorite stage of Finn is when he's awake and, like, smiling and he's happy. And then I have awake and chilling, you know, just chilling. And then I have sleeping. And then I have awake and tantruming. That's kind of the worst. It hurts the ears. It hurts the ears. But anyway, you know I love that kid to death. That's my little boy right there. That's my man. Little Finny Snugs. He's a lucky kid. He's lucky to have Cassie as a mom. I know that much. Anyway, we're going to have some great Halloweens in the future. I know it. I know it. I can't wait to get him hooked on tradition. Oh, it's so cool being a dad. It really is. It really is. Do I miss being able to, like, party all the time? Sometimes. But do I think it's good for me that I'm not anymore? And then I'm taking care of my son? Yeah, I do. I love it. It's great. All right. Everyone have a happy Halloween. Stay safe. Check your candy. Because apparently people are putting Bears tickets in there. And that's just setting you up for a heartbreak. As is proof from today. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Did check your candy? Is that a thing anymore? That razor blade thing? I don't know. I never heard of it. I never experienced it. Never knew anyone that did. But just stay safe out there. Dress up. Have fun tonight. Enjoy the decent weather. It's a little chilly out there. Don't get me wrong. But that's October, baby. That's late October. Enjoy it. Have fun. Watch a horror movie. Make some popcorn. Order a pizza. Have a couple beers. Have a couple drinks. Whatever. Just have fun in this life. That's all I could tell you. It's done before you know it. Got really deep there. I'm getting choked up. No, I'm not. Feel Good Friday, baby. Happy Halloween. I love y'all. Have a good one. Stay safe. Oh, I already said that like 3 times. I'm just saying words over and over again. This is bad. This is a bad ending, but happy Halloween!